remember the Pledge of Allegiance to the American flag? When did you last do it? 3 weeks ago. Okay, yeah, in school. We tend to do that in school. Do you still affirm it? Some of you may not even remember it. It's been so long since maybe you last pledged the flag. It asserts some lofty ideals. A nation under God. Indivisible. Do you even know what that word means? What does it mean to be indivisible? Prime. Thanks, Ken. What does that mean for all the non-engineers and mathematicians? Can't be divided. It's unified. Prime number can't be divided by anything other than one in itself. So we pledge allegiance to a republic, a nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Is there? You might say, well, are we a nation under God? Are we indivisible? Is there liberty and justice for all? What then is the proper response to tyranny and injustice? Well, according to the First Amendment, we can appeal. We have the right to assembly, and we have a right to lay out our grievances to the government for redress. So we may call on those in power to do what is right. Yesterday was the 50th anniversary of just such an event. Any of you remember it? It's before my time. It's history to me. What happened?
It was a very violent attack by white-mounted Alabama police against peaceful marchers from some of the Montgomery Avenue.
Yep.
Why they chose someone to start. I know why they chose Montgomery Avenue. I know why they chose someone to start.
Yeah, 600 marchers were attacked at the Edmund Pettus Bridge outside of Selma. So then the question is, well, what if we make the appeal and those in authority don't do what's right? Then what? And I'm not going to answer that right now. You can think about that. But don't just think about when government is tyrannical and oppressive. What about injustice in the home? What about injustice and oppression in the workplace? In the church?
In the school? In the marketplace? Would we ever dare submit to the injustice? America was born in revolution, going to fight for our rights. Then you come to a letter like 1 Peter, and he calls us to do just that. But imagine